the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour will feature conversations with all of our usual gang members. Jennifer likes to call us the gang. It's Jennifer and Doug.
I know. I haven't called us the gang in a long time because you said it bothered you.
Gang.
Yeah. Once you're a jet, you're always a jet from your first pair of to your last cigarette.
West Side.
Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, are here with us. Later on in the hour, Uri Geller will join us. I thought the two ladies who are both Boston-based, they run a very well-established PR agency in Boston. They also do a lot of television, and they love to be on the radio to talk about some of the issues of the day. So the two of you, I wonder, I just saw this, and it tickled me. The fact that the Obama administration said nothing about the president's uncle being in an accident. The guy who, as it turns out, the story at first was that I heard, being from Framingham, I heard the local gossip. This guy supposedly Obama's what's his name? Onyango Obama.
Onyango.
Yeah. So supposedly he'd run into a police cruiser because he was drunk. The officer in question, Val Crystal, apparently was didn't quite get the story right. As it turns out, Officer Crystal had been involved in 15 accidents on the police, and 9 of them were declared his fault when they went to court. And yet this guy is still a police officer. And there seems to be some question now as to whether Obama's car rolled through the stop sign and hit the police officer's cruiser or the other way around. And in the meantime, I mean, it was clear that Obama's uncle was drunk and, you know, he had a 0.14, which is almost twice what the legal limit is. So clearly he was driving drunk and deserved to be punished. But now, because some things were leaked during the process, there's been some local investigation finding out the local newspaper, has done a little nosing around. They're not noted for doing that. They're usually press release journalists, if you know what I mean. And so the fact that they dug around and found that this officer's record is full of blemishes, and it brings you back around to wondering a lot of different things. First of all, why didn't you know this in the first place, and why is this guy still driving a police cruiser instead of being on a beat when he's involved in that many accidents? How many cars, Framingham police cars, has this guy bashed up? Things like that. They don't come out often because the news media doesn't do its job. It doesn't really pursue the truth. And I think that's
That's a big generalization. I think some of them do.
Yeah, very.
Some of them do.
In comparison to when you and I and Janet were working in newsrooms.
The good old days.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to twist this around a little bit and look at the discussion that we just had here. Was it off the air on there? I don't even remember. The cruise ship.
Do you think this captain was... I'm just reading online. I don't know whether you've already done that. The conversation between the captain after he was abandoning ship.
Well, Richie, was that on the air off the air? We were having that conversation.
You and I were chatting during the news.
All right.
Yeah.
So the ship's crew, that is the officers on deck, didn't do anything. The ship didn't start to lift for
skedaddle.
Hours. Well, they all got off the ship, and the people who were helping those who were on the ship were the cleaners and the general.
Well, let me read. Have you read this yet on the air?
Go ahead, read it.
Transcript. It's fascinating. So the Coast Guard, this guy is already in the lifeboat that is being lowered down to the water with other passengers.
This is the captain.
This is the captain, Schettino.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard official on the Giglio, the island, all right, where the ship hit a rock, said he could not come in, blah, 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 ha, ha, ha. The recording says, Coast Guard to captain, who has already left the ship. Quote, there are people who are coming down the ladder on the boat. Go back in the opposite direction, get back on the ship, and tell me how many people there are and what they have on board. Tell me if there are children, women, and what type of help they need. And you tell me the number of each of these categories. Is that clear? Listen, Schettino, perhaps you have saved yourself from the sea, but I will make you look very bad. I will make you pay for this gamut. Go back on board. Then the captain says back to him, please. And Coast Guard says, there's no please about it. Go back on board. Assure me you are going back on board. And the captain says, I am on a lifeboat of rescue. I am under here. I am not going anywhere. I am here. Coast Guard to captain, what are you doing? Captain to Coast Guard. I am here to coordinate the rescue. Coast Guard interrupts him. Coast Guard to Captain. What are you coordinating? Go on board. Coordinate the rescue from on board. Are you refusing? Captain to Coast Guard. No, I am not refusing. Coast Guard to Captain. Are you refusing to go on board, Captain? Tell me the reason why you are not going back on board. Captain to Coast Guard. Inaudible, some mumble jumble. There is another lifeboat. You go back on board. That is an order. There is nothing else for you to consider. You have sounded the abandoned ship. Now I am giving the orders. Go back on board. Is that clear? Don't you hear me? Captain to Coast Guard. I am going on board.
Captain then disappears.
Well, they say, go call me immediately when you are on board. My rescue people are in the front of the bow. That's where the transcript ends.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if he disappeared. But the fact that he was the first one to jump in the lifeboat is pretty shocking.
All right. Well, it's like there are a lot of circumstances in the past where that has happened. One of the things that's most important here, it seems to me, is to get to the root of what a lot of news people are asking on the air, or some of the talk folks as well. Are you afraid to cruise?
CNN just did a piece on it.
Yeah. So this is lunacy. There are so many people that are on cruise ships every minute of every day throughout the year. Thousands of people, millions in fact. There are hundreds of these cruise ships all around the globe. It's like being on an airplane. You know how many planes there are flying at any one?
No, but it's not about the reality. It's about the perception.
Well, that's it. That's the point. And as you are PR people, how does the company, in this case Carnival, they're going to get sued up the Yaganga?
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably
Well, their saving grace, Doug, as we all know, is human error. I mean, they're going to continually say it was not a problem with the boat. You know, the issue with air, when there's an air accident and it's a problem with the plane, that is so frightening to people because it feels like it can happen at any time.
Right.
This just sounds like he was a bumbling idiot.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so they can sort of, you know, in a PR world, the best thing you can do, sadly, is shift the attention from yourself to something else. We always advise our clients, and you've heard this before, when there's an incident, they always say, we're cooperating fully with the police. If you'd like more details, call the police.
Yeah.
You know, don't talk to us because we can't really talk about it. Talk to the police. And I think that's kind of what Carnival is trying to do, separate the company from the man.
Well,
but at the same time, doesn't the fish rot at the head and you should have trained the guy better?
Does it even matter? I mean, people look at a cruise ship and they're just going to go, you know what, let's just go to Disney.
Yeah, I think so, too, for a while.
And by the way, this is the time of year when people are booking their spring vacations.
Yeah.
So the timing couldn't have been worse, too.
Well, the Carnival holds the responsibility, ultimately, of hiring this guy. So whoever hired him, whoever gave him his job, whoever the supervisors are, there must be a unit there with all the captains they have. They've got to be a unit that keeps these guys, like airline pilots, have to be tested every year. There must be some test or some way of, if not a regulation. I mean, these people can't just be wandering around without any supervision.
No.
And so people, the good lawyers, the international lawyers that go after Carnival for a lack of supervision, a lack of management, all that kind of stuff. They'll get them
pain and suffering.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 4,800 or 4,200 people had a pretty bad vacation, and they're all going to want their money back and plus damages, and it's just going to be a mess for Carnival.
Yeah.
But I think, interestingly enough, Carnival has separated itself as well, and it has the luck of the cruise line being the Costa Concordia.
Well, but it owns it.
It does. It does. But I don't know if your average Joe makes, you know, we'll dig deep enough. I don't know.
Of course,
it's very popular.
The news media is all over there. I'm happy to take a shot at them. And the strange way my mind works, I'm looking at the ship and thinking, who's going to write this, haul it away someplace, and
they hired some company already.
Yeah.
They've hired it. I think they called it a salvage company that actually does this sort of thing, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
That picture is burned in my mind.
Oh,
that picture is definitely, and I'm a cruiser. I love cruising.
Yeah.
But that picture is scary to me. It really is. And if this guy can run amok, can others run amok?
Well, that's why I say, go back to, it isn't the equipment, it's the human error.
Right.
And that's, you know, we're all subject to that, no matter what. It's what causes accidents on the road.
Yep.
It's usually somebody's bad judgment, somebody isn't thinking, somebody's not doing his or her job. All of those things are part of this. So what do you recommend in the case of this or any other circumstance like this? Never mind how you handle it immediately. How do you bounce back? How do you make it work down the road?
Well, basically, I think you do, sadly, when you think about some of the incidents we've all spoken of on the air, from the Toyota debacle to, did anyone ever think BP would bounce back from the oil spill in the Gulf?
Yeah.
I think Carnival can somewhat be comfortable with the amnesia of America.
Yeah.
In the immediate world, I think Carnival needs to talk right now.
Well, and I think they need to focus on the victims. And they need to say, our hearts go out, we will do everything we can, we will make it right for those impacted. I mean, the focus is on right now, got to be on the people who are, A, still missing, for heaven's sakes, and those who've died, and those who've had the scare of their lives.
Yeah.
But I think they still have, once that is over, the immediate, first of all, it's shocking that there hasn't been a chairman of Carnival holding a news conference at this point. I mean, enough days have passed that someone needs to say something. It's kind of nutty. But in the near future, I think what they're doing is probably going to, not when I say this, I hope it doesn't sound horrible, but plant stories with people saying exactly, I think, what you were saying, Doug, which is basically, you know what, there's a lot of car accidents, but I still drive my car. You know, there are air accidents, but I'm still going to fly. You know, these are aberrations. This is not the norm. There's already been a bit of that coming
out. And this was human error. So if they focus on the fact that it was human error, that they're going to be safe. They can go through an ordered retraining for all their people and yada.
Doug will appreciate this. You know that usually the rule is when there's a tragedy that you pull your ads.
Right.
I didn't hear them pulling any ads. I still hear the cruise ads running.
Yeah.
And usually it's standard procedure. You immediately pull your ads from all media. And for some reason, I haven't seen that. And I thought that was kind of a big oversight. Still be advertising for Book Your Cruise Now. And then the news story that comes out after that break is, you know, updated footage of the ship going down.
Yeah. Yep. It is uncanny how badly handled this has been, frankly, in the era of experts in PR. Ladies, thank you for your expertise.
Thank you.
There they are, the Boomer Bros, Janet and Anne-Marie, here on Good Day at 20 after the hour.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sunday birthday party was taped and edited and played last night, an hour and a half. Special television show honoring Betty White as the last of the Golden Girls. She won an Emmy for being on the Mary Tyler Moore Show four times, 74, 75, 76, three times, and for the Golden Girls in 85 and 86. She is one character, apparently a real character. I played Rose on the Golden Girls, Betty White.
They played some clips from that last night, which is what a funny show that was.
Yeah, yeah. It was just very interesting to see all these people. Ed Asner looks really old. Gavin McLeod.
He looked pretty good.
Guys, yeah, not bad. But, you know, these
Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, all of the same, you know, the folks that you'd expect to see in a party like this. So it was kind of cool. She's a very interesting lady. All right, now next on our list of celebrants today, James Earl Jones.
Uh-oh.
State 1931. He is the voice of Darth Vader. He's also in The Hunt for Red October.
Join me. Together, we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
All right. Yes, just great stuff.
It's awesome.
The Lion King. He was. They started. The first time people paid attention to him was on Roots. At any rate, yeah. Earl James Earl Jones
had a bad stutter as a kid.
He did, Richie.
Yeah. Correct. Yep. Right. Vidal Sassoon, the cosmetologist and developer of all those hair care products, born in the state in 1928, and is still with us. Maury Povich. Maury Povich's birthday is today. Won the state 1939. Chris Montez.
Yeah, that's it, believe that.
Won the state 1943. Made a big hit out of this. Also songs like She's My Rockin' Baby, Call Me, There'll Never Be Another You, Some Kind of Fun, all big songs for him. Not exactly Frank Sinatra.
But fun.
Lots of fun. Yeah, right, exactly. Today is Muhammad Ali's birthday as well. Real name Cassius Clay. Born in the state 1942. Steve Earle's birthday is today.
You
ever know who this guy is?
I do, yeah.
What do you know about him?
Don't know much, but I have heard of him and I know this song.
Yeah. Guitar Town. Also,
Guitar Town.
Exodo. Steve Earle, born this day, 1955. On our list of birthday celebrants, happy birthday next to Paul Young.
Remember him.
304 pop hits.
Slow dancing on the floor at the bars in Georgetown. 3 o'clock in the morning was this song.
This is puking 3 o'clock in the morning music. All Young, 56 today. Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles.
Just another man in
Love this stuff.
Love her eyes.
Great group of pop rockers. Born in the state 1959, so she is 53 today. Manic Monday, one of their big songs. Johnny Crawford, guitarist with Berlin. This is not the song I would have thought we'd have played from Berlin. But
this was one of their movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's birthday is today. We were acknowledging that earlier.
Call me Cuban Pete.
Born in the state 1962. This actually is pretty... This song is actually likable.
Yes,
I don't find
sir,
much of it. Kid Rock's birthday is today, Richie.
Yeah.
You might not remember it.
No kidding. 41. And
Zooey Deschanel.
Deschanel?
Yeah.
She's Emily's sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Emily's the one that's in Bones.
Younger sister.
Jess on The New Girl. So happy birthday.
32.
Such a takeoff on that girl. Very good.
28 after.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Doug Steffen Good Day program continues.
Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
On this good day.
Why no, we heard glass breaking.
We heard like almost exactly like that, actually.
So this house that I've had for, what, 6 or 7 years?
Something like that, yeah.
In Los Angeles was decorated by someone who had extraordinarily exquisite and expensive tastes.
Yes.
So, not anymore.
That's exactly what I thought the first time I was there.
Yeah. Now, this is one of the things that was kind of, it's a nice little cottage, and it has a lot of little extravagancies, which I didn't know about. You buy a place, and you look around, okay, that's fine. So there are these lights hanging from the ceiling in the eating area, and it's extraordinary how these happen. Uri would say, and Uri's not around this today, he'd say this was more than synchronicity. The three lights all have broken in the last 3 or 4 days. And they're really not connected other than the electric wire that keeps together. They're all screwed to the ceiling separately. What you heard was the last one falling off the ceiling, onto the top.
And you didn't cuss? I didn't hear you scream or anything. I'd be so upset.
There was no comment from you on it.
You would have heard some nasty words if that had been my life.
Did you even know it did it?
I knew it because it had done it. I was looking at all of them, and I've sort of examined how do I replace these? Do I fix them? What's the problem? Why are they falling apart? And it seems that for whatever the reason, they were obviously all put up there at the same time. In the years that I've owned the house, I've never changed a light bulb in them. And the light bulb, it says they're good for X number of hours. Well, because they're all hooked in together, they're all operating at the same time. So,
heating up.
To a point, they have gone through their cycle, and they have almost together, in 3 or 4 days, all the bulbs have blown up, and therefore the glass that's around them, that was the shade sort of, blew up with them. And so that's what you just heard. The last one, they're all made in Germany, and they cost like $240 a piece.
What?
I went down to the guy yesterday, and I said, can you fix this? And he said, no, you have to replace it. And I said, well, I don't want to replace it. I just, there's got to be something. I'm usually pretty good at fixing electrical stuff, but I couldn't get into it. So I went to a specialty lighting shop and said, what do you think of this? He said, oh, very. He looked at it and he scowled. He's a German or Ukrainian or something. I don't know. But he spoke broken English and he looked and scowled and looked back at me. Look back at this. Like I'm thinking, okay, what's this all? He said, I'll fix for $150.
Whew.
All right. So I said, well, let's. I want to buy a new one. He said,
I'll
okay,
beat
I'll show
go
you.
Go to my lighting store. It's called IKEA.
Yeah. Really? Does IKEA have that sort of thing?
Why the bulb is so expensive? Like
no, it isn't the bulb. It's the whole unit. The way it screws into the ceiling and its quality. Who
a
knows?
Friend of mine installed antique lights in his dining room just recently.
Yeah.
And the bulbs that he bought have these really long filaments. I took pictures of them because they're really it's like art hanging there. And they're really neat. But the bulbs cost him like $40 a piece.
Yeah. Those bulbs, they're really grabby. And out here.
Neat.
Because they can. There are specialty bulb stores. This is the only place in the universe where they have specialty stores just for light bulbs.
Yeah.
And
this is why I don't really think I actually belong in L.A., because there's no way. There's no way. No.
It is just
I don't even know these places.
What people will spend money on. So now my conundrum is, what do I do with these things? I was thinking of taking the fixtures off the ceiling and putting something else up there.
The ceiling is kind of angled and high, right? Right there in the dining room.
Right, yeah.
So it's a long, cord. It's like 8 feet or something, right?
Yeah, right. So what I have to do, though, I found there a little Allen, and it's a little eensy-teensy Allen set that you have, because this thing has got to be, it's microscopic, a 16th of an inch or something. You stick the tool in there. How many of you have at home, many of you like to work. I love to work around the house. I love to work around the farm, fix things. It's always
you
rewarding.
Come for a visit then. Lots of things you can help me with.
Yeah. And I wonder how many people do this, or do you hire it done? One of the things that's so dramatically different about the America we live in now from the America that I grew up in, anyway. And, Roberta, I would think it would be the same with you. Mm-hmm. Richie, I didn't know your dad that well, but I'm betting he wasn't somebody who went out, he fixed it himself. He was somebody who... My father couldn't fix anything. He was not good. I mean, he tried. He was a good painter. He would paint... I remember when he and Megan, when Megan was a kid, painted her room, and she loved it so much. It's still the same color as it was when she painted it when she was a kid with my father. He loved to paint... and that sort of thing, but he was no good at fixing electricity or building anything. Hammer and nails were like, oof, he'd stay as far away from them as he could. And I picked up some skills by being on the farm. I could frame anything. I wouldn't mean to go to the finish work, but I can frame stuff. And I can basically fix things that are broken on cars, tractors, equipment, that sort of thing. And I kind of like to do it. But what in this circumstance becomes... a sort of a frustration is to see how many people give up. It's almost the same as our health or well-being or anything. We don't fix things ourselves. We want to hire it done. Instead of trying to do research and find out what maybe if there's an emotional problem that you're having, how do you fix it yourself? Do you go there first or do you pick up the phone and call a shrink? If the plumbing doesn't work on your toilet, do you take the cover off the toilet and look, because they're very simple, do you change, there are two or three working parts in a toilet, that's it. So, and they're very easy to change. You look at it and figure out what's wrong, or do you call a plumber for $80 an hour and have them come fix it? The same is true with almost anything around. Do you change your own tires, or do you go to the tire shop and he just moves them from side to side because you don't rotate them anymore the same way we used to. You don't want the fronts on the back and vice versa. So you can't jack up the car and change the two tires yourself, front to front and back to back. It's amazing. We can't wash our own cars anymore. We got to go to the car wash. $20 later, you have a crappo job and you could have spent, 15, 20 minutes? Do a nice wash on your car, and then take a cloth or some kind of a towel and wipe it down. There's a sense of pride. That's basically what I'm getting at. When you do something, fix something, work on something, and you see an accomplishment, there is something about that. I don't know with you, but with me, I get a great sense of feeling relevant. Maybe prideful is not the right word. I'm not sure, but you know what I'm saying. When you... And people say, oh, girls can't do that. I know some women who are extraordinarily capable of doing anything that a guy can do. They've just decided that they don't want to be dependent on anybody, and they figure out how to fix their toilet or fix the lights or do whatever it is that needs to be done. I saw a woman working with her husband once, building a house, and she was a better framer than he was. Because she was looking, the husband was in a hurry, and they were making mistakes, and she said, wait a minute. And she got out the plans, and she made the cuts on the 2x4s and the 2x6s and all the paneling that needed to be done so that the house was square. That kind of stuff. And women are better at detail anyway, but in this circumstance, she was right up there. Her husband was using a nail gun, and she was using a hammer. And I thought that was pretty interesting, too. The nail gun may be more efficient, but the hammer, using a hammer and actually hammering in a nail mm-hmm. is much more satisfying than using a gun. Unless you're in a Lethal Weapon and Danny Glover's trying to get rid of a bad guy, and it was an expeditious way of doing that. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying? There's something about it. Roberta, you'd be pretty good at that stuff. You have guys working around your house to fix stuff because there's a lot of work to be done.
Your father taught
you how to do a lot
he
of that.
He taught me basic plumbing, basic electrical, how to use a hammer. And actually, with all of the renovation work that I've been doing in the last couple of years, this current job, I'm general contracting it. I'm just seeing it myself. Once you learn how to talk the talk and walk the walk, you can go in, like all the kitchen cabinetry. I went into, someone who only works with general contractors or contractors and designers. I made up a card, gave it to them, and I got all the kitchen cabinetry at contractor pricing. So as long as you know how to talk the talk, you can do it. And
so many people just give up.
It's real easy, and I do all the design work with the guys, and luckily I have a guy who, I can work with very well. I come up with the design, he figures out how to implement it.
Yeah.
So it's worked out quite well.
The point is, you can all do this if you put your mind and your heart to it. You can do anything that you want. You have a little, and you must, many of you, be curious at least. One of the things that's been built into kids today, and I noticed this with some friends of my children, they're afraid to do things for fear it'll break.
Oh, dear.
Something will happen.
Yeah, because we used to get screamed at when we were little.
Right.
That's like a thing that you people did to us.
I didn't do it. I encouraged my kids to do all that stuff. I'll never forget when Brendan was 14 years old, I told him we were working on a hayfield that was sort of adjacent to the farm, and I put him on the tractor with a trailer, and I said, well, you go out, I'll catch up with you in a little bit, and we'll load the hay on the trailer. He went out there by himself. He'd watched me stack the hay. He stacked the hay better than I would have. It just was a job that I was so surprised that he did on his own. And then shortly after that, he became violently allergic to anytime he's around.
Weird how that happened. What a coincidence.
Yeah, right. No, it's just it didn't work for him. But that's the sort of thing. Sometimes I'm not great at teaching. I really am not. Richie will tell you. I want somebody who knows how to do it or can figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. That's the way I normally do. And, so then it's important to know your limitations. That's the other side of it. Don't do foolish things, get yourself into trouble, and not be able to fix it. You take the engine apart and you don't have a schematic for it. You don't remember where all the bolts and nuts came from.
Oh, yeah.
Then
there.
Oh, yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
I've put together a few things. I've had a few extra screws left over.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. So that's something to be for. But don't sell yourself short. That's really the message here, I think. A lot of people sell themselves short. Oh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do it. Oh, I'm afraid. No.
I took my downstairs bathroom apart, and I just gutted the thing. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, now what? And I figured it out. I mean, I just took my time. I took like 2 or 3 weekends and got it back together, and it looked great. So.
Yeah. Was that before or after I used it?
Before.
Before.
You saw the finished product.
That was very nice, Richie.
Yeah.
No leaks or anything?
No, nothing.
You had to gut it after you left.
Yeah. That's why I asked the question. Have faith in yourself. That's really what the lesson in life is here. You see it. You want to try it. Go ahead. Take a shot at it. And again, at $80, $90 an hour for some of these people to bring in, it's worth it to try it. And so all of this started, by the way, as a result of the boys and girls in the studio hearing the glass fall off the ceiling here in the house. So what am I going to do? I'm going to try to find something that doesn't cost $240 a piece to replace these light fixtures. And I bet I nose around a little bit. You can find these things. Maybe I will go to IKEA. I've never been in an IKEA in my life.
No, are you kidding?
What's the experience? Never been in IKEA. I've never been in a McDonald's. I've never been in a Walmart.
No.
And I have never been.
Okay, so IKEA is in Burbank.
You're not missing much at Walmart.
No,
IKEA is
at McDonald's. Go ahead.
Make sure you eat at the restaurant.
Yeah, apparently there's an awesome restaurant there. I've never done
really?
That.
Oh, yeah. Where is the store in Los Angeles?
Go to the one in Burbank.
Okay.
It's the best one.
Near
the
airport?
Only one. Yeah, it's near the movie theater. It's near the mall. But it's got two levels. You go upstairs for the big furniture items, and they have rooms set up. You can buy couches and stuff. What you want to do is go to the downstairs marketplace, which is where they have dishes. That's where they have their lighting, bedding, all that stuff. And what you like about IKEA is you can build it a little bit, but not too much. I mean, everything needs a little assembly at IKEA.
All right, so it sounds to me like you would like me to invite you to meet you there.
Totally. So I'll help you pick out the lights. I was just there.
How did I know that was the case?
This is very exciting.
Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Doug with ideas for how to make your life better here on Good Day. It's 12 before the hour.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. We wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Eight hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As the search continues for the missing, more chilling accounts of what it was like on board. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is something every one of us who has ever taken a cruise has tried not to think about, but this nightmarish scene has crept into our thoughts, and it did happen aboard that cruise ship off the coast of Italy. 29 people are still missing from the capsized Costa Concordia, 4 crew members and 25 passengers. The death toll stands at 6. An Italian official says authorities have placed anti-spill booms near the ship in an attempt to minimize damage from any fuel leaks. The cruise liner ran aground hours after it sailed from a port near Rome Friday night. The line that runs the Costa Concordia says it appears Captain Francesco Schettino did not follow standard cruise line procedures in the wake of the accident. He is accused of manslaughter and will appear in court today. As for the passengers who were taken off the listing luxury liner, they say the panic reminded them of the movie Titanic. Here now are some of the stories of what happened from those who survived.
The crew was yelling for people to wait their turn, and pretty much it was just a giant every man for himself to get onto the lifeboats.
I thought it was that we were going to die. I thought we were going to die. I was, like, very nervous.
I'm trying to stay calm because she doesn't know how to swim and she's panicking. And, I mean, I felt a little better because I did see land.
Those last two voices heard are a mother and daughter from Connecticut who said they were eating dinner on board when they felt a jolt as if the ship had struck something, after which the ship began to lean over. An absolutely terrifying ordeal that none of those passengers will ever forget. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Leif Erickson for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. 3 interconnected mountains, resort village living with award-winning children's programs, family fun guarantee. The Big Eastern cold snap is lifted, so a touch of wet weather mixed with a few snowflakes today, and then back to more snowmaking. Mount Southington, Connecticut, with 9 runs going till 10 p.m. Vermont area is shaping up well. Killington now 49 miles of terrain, while Smuggler's Notch's favorites like Rum Runner for a great cruise, 63 runs across 3 mountains. Massachusetts Wachusett with 19 trails, nearly everything open for them. As we head to the Midwest, we're finding spots like Devil's Head in for maybe a bit of fresh snow today, 27 runs. In Idaho, Sun Valley shaping up well with 67 trails, about 1,800 skiable acres. Alta enjoying about 3 feet of snowpack on most of their trails, 90 runs. Potential powdery touch-up for some of our Utah mountains for today. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson for Good Day.
Visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, and details.
On Wall Street, the stock market back in action today following a day off to observe the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday yesterday. Stocks ended last week on the downside. The Dow dropped 49 points last Friday, ending the week at 12,422. S&P lost 6. NASDAQ down 14 points. The remaining Republican presidential candidates got together for a debate last night in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The field reduced by one following this announcement earlier in the day.
I am suspending my campaign for the presidency.
Former Utah Governor John Huntsman making that announcement, after which he gave his endorsement to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who was the target of his Republican rivals at the South Carolina debate last night. Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry spent much of the evening criticizing the frontrunner, Romney defending his record.
My record is out there, proud of it.
The latest polls show Romney with an 11-point lead over Newt Gingrich among South Carolina voters in advance of that state's primary this Saturday. And finally, a couple of recalls that may matter to you. The first one is an automotive recall. That's the sound of a Mini Cooper starting up, and BMW is recalling 235,000 of its Mini Cooper S and John Cooper Works cars with four-cylinder turbocharged engines. This covers Minis made between March of 06 and January of last year that may have faulty turbochargers with an additional water pump that could malfunction and stop working, which could lead to a fire. Not a good thing. Elsewhere, we concentrate on the cold and flu season. Gesundheit. But before you reach for that tissue box to blow your nose... Oh, no, no, I said wait. All right, fine, but you might have wanted to hear this first. Bed Bath & Beyond stores are recalling certain metal tissue boxes for a reason you couldn't possibly imagine. The boxes may have a strange blue hue thanks to low-level radiation. The California Department of Public Health says it is radioactive cobalt-60, but officials insist the levels detected in the boxes pose no health threat. Consumers are advised to return any dual-ridge metal boutique tissue boxes with the model number DR9M. The problem has also been discovered at stores in New York. This, of course, is no laughing matter, but let's face it, the last thing you want after blowing your nose is for your nose to glow in the dark. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. If you come